Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have data on my computer. My computer's new. It's fine, right? Somebody told me I need to have it backed up. Someone else told me I have to back it up in like 3 locations. That sounds like a lot of work. Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about backup strategies. This is another one of those episodes of Know a Little More that I'm winging. Usually I do a lot of research. I find a lot of citations. But like I did with the news diet episode, I'm just going to tell you what I do. So this is entirely my own opinion. It's backed up by a lot of people who follow a similar strategy. But everybody's got their own variations on backing up data. Most of those variations center around a 3-part strategy, and they're phrased in different ways. But the way I phrase them is, you must back up your data. If you don't, you will regret it one day. You won't regret it until the day you regret it, but then you will regret it. So it's better to do something now so that you won't regret it. And I am one of the people who backed up data and was very glad that I had done so. Probably one of the least disastrous versions was I had created some videos for a company, sent them the videos, and a month and a half later, after I had deleted them off my hard drive, they said, oh no, we don't have your videos. They disappeared. Our hard drive failed. Do you still have them? Thankfully, I had backed up, and so I had them cached on, I think, one of the Time Machine, one of the old time capsules that Apple used to do. And therefore, the videos were recoverable, and nobody lost anything. It's good to back up your data, especially data that you need, your financial data, emails, whatever it is. Whatever it is you value, back it up. And if you back it up in 3 places. The first place is already there. That's where you have the data. Now, this is one that you do have to pay attention to if you change devices or switch devices or use multiple devices. You want to make sure that you have that copy there. So when you're moving, say, from one laptop to a new laptop or one phone to a new phone, you want to make sure that you move all the data that you need to keep. It's sometimes good to start fresh, but if you're moving data that you need to keep, make sure you moved it. Because if it's not backed up locally, you're missing one of the places it's backed up. And if you've decided you don't need to back it up locally, then you'll need what's called cold storage. And we'll talk about that at the very end. But the first one usually is the easiest. It's the data I've got on the device I'm using. The second is a local remote backup. That's a really clunky way of putting it, but it's where I am, but not on the device. So you could say it's the local third-party storage. This is usually a network-attached storage, like the time capsule that I mentioned earlier. Something that you can set up to automatically copy over the folder or the whole drive of the data you need backed up. You want to have it so that you don't have to think about it. There's lots of software that can do this. I use Backblaze for this, but there are so many others that can do this for you and copy that data over to network-attached storage. Now, if you're like, I don't have network-attached storage, and I don't know that I want to get involved in buying network-attached storage, you can do it with just an external hard drive. That's manual. You're going to have to do it yourself. So between your backups, you're vulnerable to any new data. But You can just plug in an external drive and copy it over. You can even keep an external drive plugged into a laptop and automate backing up to that external drive. It's kind of like network attached storage, although if you disconnect that drive and go on a trip or something, whatever data is generated during that trip wouldn't be backed up. The final way, the third way, is remote storage, remote backup, cloud backup, somewhere that's not on the premises. The theory here is that if you lose your device gets damaged, it's good to have something in your house that you can restore your data from, right? My laptop dies, the hard drive crashes, I've lost all the data, it's unrecoverable, but I have a backup on my network attached storage. I get my new laptop, I set it up, I restore all my data. Great. The reason you want a remote, a third storage, is in the event of damage to your location. If you have your network attached storage and your laptop in the same house, and that same house burns down, or there's a flood, or hurricane, whatever, well, now both copies of your data have been destroyed. So having a remote access means, but I still have my data there. So once I recover and I've rebuilt and I've got my new laptop, all my data can be restored from the cloud or the remote storage to my local device. And cloud storage doesn't have to mean Google. It doesn't have to mean Amazon. As I mentioned, I use Backblaze. There's lots of other companies out there that provide ways of doing cloud storage or remote storage. There's even some that you can sort of DIY. Obviously, you won't have access to that, but you could rent storage on a data center somewhere. Some people roll their own cloud storage that way. Some people even do it at a friend's house. They plug in network attached storage at a friend's house who lives far enough away that they feel like they won't get hit by the same hurricane, and they back up each other's data. I've heard of that before too. But the reason you want all three is something could also happen to that cloud storage. So in the friend's case, maybe the friend's house has something bad happens to it. In the case of Backblaze or Google or anything like that, maybe they go down. Maybe they have an attack or a disruption or something happens to your copy of the data there. It's not likely to happen, but again, you're trying to protect against all the different bad things that can happen. So if the cloud data goes away for whatever reason, you still have your local backups and you're fine. It's quite unlikely that the cloud data and both of your local backups will all go away at the same time. If that happens, you've probably got zombies or alien apocalypses happening and much more to worry about than your data at that point. But that's generally the way to keep your data safe. Now, I mentioned something called cold storage. This plays into what data do I need to back up? Some people just back up all their data. That's the easiest way to think about it. Like, I've got data, let me back it up. That way I don't have to decide what's important and what's not right now. If you have a lot of data, terabytes and terabytes of data, that may not be practical. It may not be cost efficient. So you may decide, well, what I really need is this particular folder, this particular financial info, personal info, important info. By the way, I didn't mention cryptography, but make sure there's cryptography involved in all of your backups. I think that should go without saying, but let me say it just to be sure. But especially if you're picking your most important data, you'll want to make sure it's cryptographically protected and you can decide what data to back up. Again, usually these cloud storage services will let you decide, oh, only back up this folder, or even your network attached storage will only back up this folder. You may then want to put something in what's called cold storage, which is, I don't need to make sure that these are backed up in three places. If I lose them, it's not the end of the world, but I would like to have them. Maybe it's a bunch of videos. Maybe it's a bunch of your old emails that you're like, it's not super important, but I kind of want to have them. In which case, what I call cold storage is putting them on a hard drive and then leaving them there. They're not on any other devices. You put the hard drive in the closet and basically forget about it. If you want to do that kind of cold storage, but also have a cloud version so that you at least have two versions of the data, then you can do something like Amazon provides called Glacier. And there are other options out there as well, where it's very cheap to store your data, but very slow to get access to it. So it's not something you're going to need to have access to immediately or all the time. It might take a day to get, but at least there's a cloud version and it costs pennies a day to store it. Still costs, though. So you have to decide if it's worth that for you to be able to store it. But especially if you have large amounts of data that maybe isn't as urgent as other data, that's an option for you there. Those are my strategies on backups. I'd love to hear yours. Send them to feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. And now, at least, I hope you know a little more about backup strategies.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.